Iran's foreign minister says he is open to discuss Egypt's quartet plan for Syria with the UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. He's already met with President Mohamed Morsi and discussed ways to end the deadly crisis in Syria. 48 Iranian nationals who were kidnapped in Syria last August returned home. The abductees were freed on Wednesday in exchange for the release of a number of prisoners held by the Syrian government. They'd been taken away by foreign-backed insurgents while on a pilgrimage in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Tensions are rising between Pakistan and India over the recent exchanges of fire along the line of control in Kashmir. Islamabad says a Pakistani soldier has been shot dead by Indian forces in the contested region. 5 days of violence has so far killed a total of 4 troopers on both sides. Another day of bloodshed in Pakistan. At least 11 people are killed and dozens more injured in a bomb attack in the southwestern city of Quetta. That's the provincial capital of Balochistan. The explosion tore through a busy part of the city near a security checkpoint. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. A car bomb blast rips through the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Police say the explosion appears to be a crime-related incident and not an act of terrorism. Reports from the scene say up to 10 people have been wounded, some seriously. Three members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party are found dead in the French capital, Paris. One of those killed is a co-founder of Turkey's separatist group. Hundreds of Kurds held a rally in Paris to slam the killings. The militant group has fought for an autonomous region in southeastern Turkey for decades. Reports coming out of Afghanistan say another U.S.-led soldier has been killed in the east of the war-torn country. The Western Military Alliance has not confirmed the fatality yet. More than 400 foreign soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan last year. People once again take to the streets of the Saudi capital, Riyadh, to demand the release of anti-regime protesters. Activists say there are more than 40,000 of them across the kingdom. In another rally in the oil-rich eastern province, protesters demanded justice for an activist killed by soldiers last month.